Unit 2. Page 16. Exercise 2.
6 reasons why prices change. Fed up with prices going up? Then you're not alone. Rising prices are something people complain about all around the world. For some, the extra expense is a minor inconvenience. For others, it's much more serious, and they struggle to make ends meet. But why exactly do prices change? Here are the 6 main reasons.
1.
Workers' wages. Goods are cheaper to produce when the people who make them work for low wages. If workers get a pay raise, there's an increase in production costs. Although the company might choose to make less profit instead of putting up the price for consumers, the consumer often has to pay more.
2.
Weather and natural disasters. Perfect weather conditions can help to produce a bumper harvest for farmers. And when there's lots of a particular food, it's sold cheaply. On the other hand, too little rain or sun, or too much, can be bad news for food production, and hurricanes, pests, and diseases can be disastrous. If a food is in short supply, you can expect to have to pay more for it. And it's not only food that can be affected either. In 2011, after earthquakes caused problems for Japanese factories, there was a shortage of some key components of high-tech gadgets, and this caused a worldwide rise in gadget prices.
3.
The price of fossil fuels. There wouldn't be many products in our stores without oil to power the ships and trucks that get them there. Oil and other fossil fuels power factories and farm equipment. They're the main ingredient in plastics, and they're also an important ingredient in many of the fertilizers spread on fields to help crops grow. When these fuels get more expensive, yes, you guessed it, we all have to pay more for the stuff we buy.
4.
Changing demand. We can all think of a product that became an overnight sensation. Remember those Yeezy sneakers? One week, no one had heard of them. The next, everyone just had to have a pair. If manufacturers can't make enough of a must-have gadget or fashion item, the price is likely to go sky high. The higher price will put some people off, but that doesn't matter if there are enough people that are happy to pay. If the number of people wanting something increases more slowly, though, the price might go down. That's because there's time to organize machines to produce it in larger quantities, which will reduce the cost of making each item.
5.
Special offers. When high street or online stores want to tempt you to spend, they offer hard-to-resist deals. Sometimes there are price wars in which one store lowers prices and others have to reduce theirs to match. In the short term, a price war is good news for shoppers. But watch out! Eventually, smaller stores may be forced out of business, and the bigger stores, with fewer competitors, can raise prices higher than they were before the process began.
6.
Taxes. Governments sometimes change the tax on different products, and that affects the price you pay. Taxes might go up because more money is needed to run the country, or because your government wants to discourage you from buying things that are bad for you, like sugary drinks. With so many things affecting the price of what we buy, those nasty surprises at the checkout counter are probably here to stay. But at least you know why they happen. Happy shopping!